Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So the conversation was all over the map that way. So we called Dr. Alan Bloom, who is over at Northwestern Medicine. He is a general practitioner, I believe. Hey, doctor, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What's your discipline, sir? What kind of medicine do you practice?
I'm a family medicine practitioner. Currently, I work at the Northwestern Immediate Cares in the city and the suburbs.
Are you accepting new patients?
Anyone that wants to come in is free to walk in.
Yeah, right, in those immediate care places. Well, so
yes.
What do you make of that? Just so you heard the ramp up there to this, Doc. What do you make of people wearing those masks these days? What's that all about?
Yeah, so I haven't seen too many extensive scientific studies on this, and maybe that's something that we do need. Overall, it's kind of like hit or miss whether it's effective or not. So there is the twofold approach. Is it to protect yourself? Is it to protect others? So typically on an airplane, you're most vulnerable to get sick more so from touching surfaces than anything airborne. The first couple rows that are around you are susceptible potentially to getting droplets or airborne-caused infections, but actually it's more so the surface that people have touched with their droplets that would tend to be more of the concern. The air filtration in the airplanes is actually pretty solid. It tends to be a little bit better than where we usually work, and it's actually a little bit more purified. So I know there's a lot of people that kind of have the misnomer that airplane, the filtration system is pretty uncomprehensive, but it's actually better than average. If I had to wear the mask or not, I would probably say no. So what are the potential theories that it would be helpful? So it would catch droplets that if you're sneezing or if you happen to unfortunately get sneezed on, it could help protect the nose and mouth. So those are two areas that can be gained access by a bug, like a flu. However, even despite catching the big droplets, it's not to say that small aerosols can't get through there. So not 100% effective.
Yeah.
What are some possible downsides to it? So some downsides to wearing the mask is that you could actually have those bugs kind of sitting on there all day if you're wearing the mask.
Oh, that's a bad thought.
And they're not very attractive.
And they'd be made fun of. Keep going, doctor. We've interrupted you.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, nobody wants to get made fun of. Like, come on now. But if you do replace the mask frequently, that would mitigate the bugs sitting there all day. If it were me, personally, I don't think I would be wearing the mask just because I haven't seen all the evidence. If I had to be more focused, I'd be more focused on wiping down the tray in front of you, even touching the volume, the buzzer to get the air hostess, all those things, I would be more focused on getting clean. And then the best thing you can do is wash your hands, not touch your mouth, not touch your nose, not touch your eyes. Those are good entry points where bacteria and viruses can access the body. So we prefer to avoid that.
Right. So that's why it's not that it's the air, but it's these particles that are traveling in the air. And
they land on stuff.
They land on stuff. So then how long is that stuff alive? How long is that stuff potent or dangerous and now that it's on my armrest?
It's a good question. It depends on what the bug is. Flu can be up to 48 hours. It's not an unusual time frame. It can be even sometimes longer.
Wow.
Other bugs and viruses can be a shorter time frame or even a more significant longer time frame that it could be sitting on those surfaces.
And well, some surfaces you can't even clean. I mean, those seats, it's fabric. So once the bug is on there, you can't necessarily use a wipe to get it off, correct?
It would be harder to get a wipe off a seat. I still would recommend giving it a shot because there's no real downside to it. But you're right. It gets a little bit tougher in that type of a situation.
I thought we were overusing the handy wipes and the Purells, that we were now making ourselves, you know, we're creating a super strain of bacteria or virus because we're killing off all of the ones that these things are susceptible to, and the ones that survive are the strongest. Is there anything to that theory, Doc?
There is some validity to validity to that. A lot of the times, especially when we have younger kids at home, we're super focused on not getting them exposed to any germs and wiping and doing all things like that. But that is actually kind of not recommended because it's good practice for the immune system to overcome and pick up mild bugs that train the immune system to be effective later on.
Right, so that is
something that is especially important in little kids. As far as creating resistance to specific bugs, it is a possibility. I haven't seen any studies necessarily to support that, but in theory, it could be the case.
Okay, well, do this for me, doctor. So I've got an 8-year-old or an 18-year-old. Should I have them doing Purell? Should we be wiping down surfaces or asking them to do it? Would that be in their best interest?
Yeah, so if someone's sick at home, then definitely our goal is not to have as many people get sick as possible. So wiping down surfaces and Purell will help mitigate the chances of getting an infection. But honestly, if how it works typically is if you're going to get sick, you're just going to get sick. You can do your best, wash your hands, not touch your face, things like that. But a lot of the time these bugs are smart, so they'll tend to get in there if they want to.
What about wiping down, though? I mean, so a lot of techs yesterday said that they'll take those Clorox wipes or some brand, and when they get on an airplane, they do all of the surfaces. When they go to a hotel, they wipe down the remote control, the phone, anything, the TV, whatever they're going to be touching. That's not a bad idea. Would you think that's good practice?
I do. I actually think that's the most reasonable thing that we can do to help try and not get sick. So, yeah, exactly that is what I'd recommend in order to help avoid getting these bugs
into
your system.
And wash our hands.
And wash your hands.
Yes.
Wash your hands
yes,
a lot.
Ma'am, you got it.
And you know what I heard once upon a time? Tell me what you think of this, doctor. That when you wash your hands, you should pay attention to your fingertips. And you should do the ABCs while you're washing them. So you get a nice warm soapy, and then you go A, B, C, D, and you go all the way to Z. Hopefully you know the ABCs. And then when you get to the end, that will be longer than you might be accustomed to doing it, but you need to give them a good scrubbing. Your thoughts?
I completely agree. And so not only are we getting the soap that they're getting all the areas that we need it, but even rinsing, that action itself can be helpful in terms of getting rid of the bacteria as well, or the viruses.
The question is, can you do the ABCs without singing them?
Doctor, your thoughts?
No, the singing is required. If you're not singing, then I don't know what you're doing over there.
I really don't think I could do it without singing.
We'll do this, 312-981-7200. Lots of texts and calls. So here's your chance, 312-981-7200.